Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and good night, folks, wherever you may be. Just had a small little topic on my brain and my heart. Speaking of which, that is what the topic is about. It's about the fighting and the fighting between your heart and your brain and, you know, acting rationally and not acting out of emotions, but acting out off of your thoughts and your consciousness. And I can't think of the word right now. I just had it. But with that being said, let's get this podcast started right now, you guys. Alrighty, so I am back today with another topic, and my topic today is about making choices with your brain or your heart, along with the fighting that comes between your heart and your brain when it comes to making these decisions or these choices. So with that being said, you know, there's choices and decisions that we make that they are either based off emotional feelings that we have coming from the heart, or they're coming from a logical standpoint where we kind of thought everything out, and in our logistic mind frame, and how we came up to the conclusion of everything that's happening, that is why we're going to react with our brain. So how do we choose which one to focus on? That is a good question. That is an amazing question. That is a hard question. But I typically have to say, this is something you have to go through on your own at points and times to figure out in which situation would it best be to, you know, go off of the action based off of your heart, or, you know, go off of the action that's based off of your mind state and your mind frame and, you know, your cognitive think, not even cognitive, but your thinking process and how you ended up with this conclusion. And so, with that being said, you know, it's like, how do you choose between your mind and your heart, and which situations which? So right now, specifically for my own point of view, I reached out back to my kid's mother. Just randomly recently, you know, got her flowers, and every now and then, you know, I'll reach out to her, but most recently I think I've reached out to her the most. I sent her flowers to her workplace. Before that, I think I have written like a 21-page letter, handwritten letter, just about emotions, feelings, and thoughts and everything that has, you know, gone through my mind and my heart, and, you know, just things that have happened to me in general through the past 2 years. And, you know, so I acted off of my heart in those situations. And most recently, you know, she had to take a business trip, and, you know, I was just telling her I'll always be there for her. You know, if she ever needs something or someone, you know, I'm like one phone call away, I'm one flight away, I'll be on that plane to come help her out, come bring her back home safely and everything. And that was all acting off of my heart instead of thinking about it in my mind, like, you know, like, she hasn't contacted me, she didn't say thank you for the flowers, and other little things like that, which should have chimed in and keyed in, like, hey, man, you know, it's, don't even do it. It's just going to make things worse, and it's going to be much of more of a hassle, and it's going to create a bigger situation, which it did. You know, she got it. She messaged me back, and, you know, it wasn't really that friendly of a message. And so at that standpoint, I should have, you know, went with my brain, but I went with my heart because of my love for her. And so that's when they say don't let love blind your choices or your decisions. I feel like that is exactly what they mean. Don't let love blind your decisions that you make throughout the day just because you feel like, you know, you feel this type of way about a person and you think this is going to happen. So let's act off of it. No, let's let's not say we did, and, you know, and let's just leave it at that. So maybe once in a while, you know, not all the time, every now and then, you know, and send a message from our heart over to them, just letting them know that we love them. You know, they're still in our heart, things haven't changed. But other than that, don't do it. You know, maybe like once every, you know, every 6 months or so. You know, just to throw a friendly reminder like, hey, I love you, I'm still here, you know, and I still got your back from a heart point of view. Now, with that situation being said, if I was thinking with my brain, I would have said, no, let's not do this, because like I said, it's going to make it into a bigger issue. It's going to be a bigger issue. It's just going to cause more things to go chaotic, and, you know, and you probably won't receive the response that you like. And that's correct. I received a negative response, which I didn't want. I wanted a positive response, but obviously I wasn't and am not going to get one anytime soon. So, again, when it comes to thinking with your heart and your brain, you really need to weigh out the pros and cons of both decisions, either going with the decision of acting off of your heart or going with the decision of acting off of your brain. So, you know, really look down at the both pros and cons and really break down the situation to reality and realistic terms. I had fantasized terms of me and her getting back together fairly soonly, and obviously those fantasizations messed things up big time and actually just put me in a big hole, and I shouldn't have done that. So I wish I would have acted off my brain instead of my heart, but I did. And so I have learned my lesson, and, you know, won't be reaching out to her anytime soon. She knows what I said, she sees what I said, and she has what I said, and we'll just leave it at that, you know? So really, when it comes to thinking about things and acting off of emotions or acting off of logical thoughts, really just break down the situation, break down the realistic aspect of the situation and what could go wrong and what could go right. So basically, like, the realistic pros and cons of acting off your brain and acting off your heart, and then, you know, go from there. But really, you know, if you really need to, write them down. It will help you out. It will help you visualize and see what is really at stake here, and that could be it, you know. And it could really change how the future is gonna unfold itself for you. So I hope you guys take that in. I hope you guys have a good day. Again, you know, if you have any questions, you have any comments, or you just want to, you know, shoot me an email, go ahead. The email is worldwidepeace18@gmail.com. Again, that's worldwidepeace18@gmail.com. Feel free to reach out to me, you know, throw some topics in there, and I'll talk about them too as well. So thank you guys again for listening, and I hope you guys have a good one. So we are out of here today. That was my quick little podcast about the battle between your brain and your heart and making those wise choices and breaking everything down to a molecule. Yes, a molecule that tiny. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, you know, bringing it down to the tiniest aspects, pros and cons of both sides. So, you know, I really hope this helps somebody out there, you know, not now, maybe in the future. You know, maybe in an hour, 5 minutes, whenever. Just I hope this message reaches somebody and helps them out in a situation and helps them solve that situation before it can become something worse. You know, that's what I'm here to do, just to, you know, relive my situations, talk about them, and hopefully guide and help somebody else out in the future. You know, I wish I would have had some guidance and help, and who knows, maybe I would still be married today. Otherwise, again, thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys have a good morning. I hope you guys have a good evening, a good afternoon, and a good night as well. You know, like, comment, share, subscribe, share this, you know, send it to people. Let's get this following up. Let's get those messages in the email up, and let's just keep getting this podcast running. And, you know, eventually once I get enough, you know, followers and, you know, viewings, then, you know, maybe I'll start doing vlogs, and, you know, you guys can see my face as well. And, you know, we'll add video to the audio soon. All right. Well, I hope you guys have a good one. Again, thank you for listening. I truly appreciate it. You guys have a good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and a good night.